Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
This morning we have third quarter results from S4 Capital, the digital advertising firm set up in 2018 by Sir Martin Sorrell. For more, we're joined in the studio by our breaking news editor, Charles Capel. Morning to you, Charles.
Good morning. Yeah, it's interesting. From S4 Capital's results, you wouldn't think we were in an economic downturn. Their third quarter gross profit was up more than 70%. Now, we actually have Sir Martin on the line. Good morning, Sir Martin. Now, there is a recession coming and the economy is going to get worse. I'm interested, what is your pitch to clients to say that we can deliver value from your advertising by S4 Capital?
Sure. Well, our operating brand is Media.Monks. That's the operating brand, a unitary brand around the world. We have 9,000 people in 32 countries. And the pitch, as you put it, is that we deliver results. I mean, we're much more what we call in the trade down the funnel, which is we're much more activation and performance orientated rather yep. than brand and awareness. That's going to play well in the environment that we have in 23 and maybe even 24. So in
you're
a
telling clients slower, we can deliver, slower, we can get more sales of your business.
It's about sales and results. That's on the one hand. And then on the digital transformation side, because of the pressure on the top line, clients are going to want to be in a position to reduce costs. And one of the ways you do that is by accelerating digital marketing transformation. So you can see in our results in Q3, and we're seeing it into Q4 and beyond into 2023, the demand for what we call technology services, which is digital marketing transformation, is intensifying as well. So two areas. Firstly, improving revenue and volume and growth in a harder environment. And then the second is reducing cost and stimulating profitability through digitization.
Given the global nature of your business, how weak is the UK yes. part of your business at the moment?
Well, the UK, if you look at actually our numbers for Q3, as you said in the intro, we've actually strengthened in Q3, both on a reported and a like-for-like basis. So if you look at our numbers, doesn't look like much of a problem. But generally, from an economic point of view, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Spain are not good. And I think the world has changed. It's less of a globalized world. Globalization may not be dead, but it's certainly less globalization in the next 40 to 50 years than there were in the last 40 to 50 years. And therefore, you have to choose your battlegrounds, if I can give that analogy, carefully. North and South America offer, I think, real strength in the longer term. Middle East, because of energy prices and oil prices continuing to be high, I don't think they're going to come down in the near term. I think that offers Europe, question mark, for the security issues around Russia, Ukraine, and even beyond a settlement there, what Russia is going to do in the longer term. And then you go to Asia, strong growth prospects, but the issues around China and Taiwan probably temper our clients' enthusiasm. So markets like India, like Vietnam, Indonesia, yeah. Malaysia, and Philippines offer superior growth prospects, and we're seeing that already.
So, given the story and the furor around Twitter at the moment, it seems like advertisers are quietly quitting a little bit, and it's all to do with trust on Twitter. And so much of your business is about digital advertising.
Charles,
I'm wondering,
Charles,
what would it take for Elon
Charles.
Musk to win back advertisers?
No, Charles, you've got to get it in perspective. Bless you. Right?
Okay.
Twitter is how much advertising is Twitter? It's about 4.5 billion. The market is 450 billion digital. The global media market is about 800 billion. Twitter is 1%. I mean, let's get it into perspective. Twitter is 1%. More important is Google this year, probably at 220 billion. Meta, the much maligned Meta, which I think has got a very big opportunity, is 115 billion. Amazon is 40 billion.
So imagine I'm Elon Musk. What am I doing to grow that market? What am I doing to grow Twitter's advertising share of the market?
I think he has a massive opportunity. All he's talking about doing, actually, to be fair, is moving Twitter from 5 billion to 12.5 billion. That's what he said. He wanted to quintuple the revenues, but reduce advertising as a proportion of the total to 50%. That's what he's trying to do. That is wholly possible. He has to do two things, really. One is to deal with content moderation, because clients are really worried about extreme content and having their ads or their promotions around that extreme content. And the second is staunch the flow of good people out of the company. I mean, he has an infrastructure from Tesla and SpaceX, which I guess he can deploy, but he's losing some good people as well as bad people. So I think those are the two things he has to do, but it is doable if he puts his mind to it. The problem, of course, is he has a lot of other things to do. But if you watch the Elon Musk show on BBC iPlayer, if I can say that on Bloomberg, he is a phenomenon, and don't bet against him.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.